Well, praise the Lord. I think it's very appropriate that in this Songs of Ascent, the first psalm is 120. Mm-hmm. Right. To show us the flesh, the fallen flesh. I think anyone who wants to grow spiritually must know what his flesh really is. Right? In the book of Romans, the day that you were baptized, you were baptized into the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Paul said that my flesh of the old man has been crucified. Hallelujah. Paul said it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. Amen. So, the first initial experience of any Christian must be to realize how awful is our flesh. The more you grow in life, the more you realize what Paul in Romans 7 said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. Outwardly, you may seem very good, but really, within our heart, it's full of corruption. Given the right temperature, the right environment, the right situation, and when you lose it and your temper exploded like a volcano, take a good look in the mirror. You'll be surprised how you look like. You will look like the devil. Really. Your eyes will be flames of fire. Smoke coming out of your nose and ears and mouth. Right. So, Psalm 120 is a very good description of our fallen flesh, which we need to realize. If you don't realize that, or you don't take it seriously, you don't learn to deal with it, mm-hmm. you cannot grow spiritually. You cannot ascend. In order to ascend, the Lord must expose Amen. The darkness within us. We are wild. You know, don't think you're very cultured. Well, you are for a little while until something happens. In every human race, you will see the wildness. Whether you're from Ur of Chaldea, you're a Babylonian, a Persian, you're the Greek, you're the Romans, you're the Russians, you're the Chinese, you're a German, you're whatever, you're Japanese. Read the history, all the wildness, the killing, and we are like beasts sometimes. That's why it says, woe to me, because I dwell with the Meshech is the wild tribes, the barbarians. Don't think you're very cultured. Once you get mad, your wild nature comes out. Right. Isn't it true? Mm-hmm. Michelle looks so mild. Don't be fooled by that. I look so cultured. Well, you should see me when I lose my temper. The wild nature came out. Terrible, terrible. So if we don't see this, we don't cry out to him for salvation. Then don't think salvation is just to save you from going to hell. No, it's to save you from yourself. You need salvation from yourself. I need salvation from myself. Right? Don't think you don't need salvation. Eh? You don't think, oh, you're already saved. You're a Christian. You're a wild Christian. Sorry. Right, not transform a Christian that is not transformed is as wild as an unbeliever. And don't tell me a Christian doesn't lie. Christians. Don't lie. I have known a lot of Christians who speak lies. Terrible lies. So if you don't see this, you're not distressed. When you lie, you won't cry out to the Lord, "Lord, save me. Save me." Amen. After you have an argument with your wife, don't you realize you need salvation? You need salvation. Don't you cry out to the Lord, "Lord, save me, Lord." When you react to your children, you want to give a hard spanking. Well, is that hard spanking really for righteousness, or because you're mad to him? Mad, your wild nature came out. Well, there's a big difference. When you're helping somebody and you got mad and you spoke something that you shouldn't be speaking, don't you feel distressed? "Oh Lord, save me. Save me." Or you're telling somebody about the church, but your attitude is altogether wrong. So you're speaking, won't help anybody. Instead of helping, they will say, "No." Even they agree that you're right, they will not accept it from you because your attitude is wrong. Your attitude is wrong. So, our speaking is very, very important. Right? It's not just lying per se, you know. Not just right out lie, but many times you can speak the right word, but it's wrong. Right? Don't you realize that? And sometimes, why is it you love peace? Don't you love peace, Stefan? But when you open your mouth, what comes out? War! My goodness. You're a peace-loving brother when you speak. How come war came out? And you like to fight with your wife? No, of course not. Are you sure you don't like to fight with your wife? No. How come when you open your mouth, war comes?
Right.
Well, it's written in Psalm 120. Why is it? Because within your heart, there's something that's piquant, hot. It's like hot pepper. When it comes out of your mouth, when people taste it, immediately there is a reaction in others. Mm-hmm. Why is that? We really need salvation. Oh, otherwise, you'll be fighting your husband and wife, fighting for nothing. Sometimes my wife will say, "Stop, stop." And I also sometimes say, "Stop." Stop. Right there. Stop. You should always hold up a stop sign or something. Stop. Then there'll be peace. If you don't stop, I tell you, there's going to be war. There's going to be war out of your speaking. And you'll be surprised. Just think about it. You fight for nothing. You just stop and be sober a little bit and analyze about it. And say, what are we fighting about? For nothing. For nothing. But, John is right. This poison is in our nature. We need salvation.
Amen.
But if you don't realize this, you feel it's okay, all right, we're going to forget it anyway, tomorrow it's all over, so. Yes, but you'll be surprised, a lot of damage has been done, and this, it adds up. At the end, you end up hating one another, and your relationship would be broken. And it's not only in the family life, it's in the church life. In the church life, I don't like to hear people talking about other brothers and sisters. Unless there is a real need to help. But if we just speak for gossiping's sake, because we could not control our tongue. John, do you know? Do you know? Have you heard? Do you know? I said, no. Don't talk to me about it. Stop. 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 If you are a person who speaks loosely, then you will also be a person who listens loosely. You become a trash can. A loony bin. Loony bin. You know, all kinds of trash will come into you. And then it comes out of your mouth. Our mouth has caused so much damage in the relationship among the brothers and sisters. So much gossiping, unnecessary talking about other saints and all this. And right. So, Psalm 120 is in the beginning of this Song of Ascent. This is the beginning. If you don't see this, then you cannot ascend. If you don't learn, as Psalm 120 says, what should be done to you, mm-hmm. or to my lying lips, or deceitful tongue, or loose speaking, or what should be done to you? You don't even ask what should be done to you. You just thought, okay, sorry, Lord. I take your blood and walk away. It's not as simple as that. Yes, you can take the Lord's blood for forgiveness. You can say, I'm sorry. But that's not enough. You should feel, Lord, why am I still like that? In a way, in such a situation, to feel distress is the right feeling. It's not to pull you down. It's not to make you depressed. No. But to make you realize, hey, it is serious. Lord, I need salvation. Lord, save me. That's why we cry out. Not just calling. You cry to the Lord. This is Psalm 107. You won't cry out to the Lord until you are at the end of your rope. If you're not at the end of your rope, you won't cry out. So you all need to read Psalm 107 to see that when you are truly in distress, you cry out, Lord, save me. Amen. And He saved me out of all my distress. He heard me and He saved me. And a wild nature, my, and dark. Don't think you're all white. No. Still a lot of dark nature that is within us. Right. We need salvation. Look at your mind, what your mind is thinking sometimes. Isn't it dark? Well, don't you feel distressed if you have such thought in your mind? Don't you just... Oh, you just let it go. You should say, no, Lord, save me, renew my mind, sanctify me. Because the Lord wants us to be holy. But you're not distressed. You just thought, oh, well, that's I am what I am. Well, one day when the Lord comes back, you says, I am what I am. I don't think you can say that out of your tongue. You won't dare. Before you're saved, you come to the Lord just as I am. That's a good song. Just as I am, without one plea, right? You come to the Lord just as you are. But after you're saved, you cannot appear to the Lord when He comes back just as you are. That's no good. You need to be transformed. You need to be glorified, sanctified. So especially young people, you may not realize this. You think, well, I still want to enjoy this. I still want to enjoy that. That's your wild nature. When I see sometimes these young people, they're listening to those music and becoming so wild. I say, my goodness, not even the monkeys do that. They don't do that. But we, the wild ones, the wild human beings, we do that. So, Psalm 120 is important for us today.
Oh, Lord.
Not to make us depressed in any way, but to show you if you want to ascend, you need to deal with it. You need to tell the Lord what shall be done. Lord, do something with this wild, fallen flesh and self. I want to be saved from myself. And I dwell too long with one, with those who do not love peace, who hate peace. You think you love peace? My goodness, you know, we've been talking about oneness for over 40-some years. I don't think anybody talk about oneness more than we in the church life, but what happened? Is there peace? No. Because peace does not come out of just knowledge and teaching and talking. You need to ascend. You need to ascend. You need to grow, you need to mature, then. Amen. You tell people and teach all these children in that room the meaning of peace. You think next meeting they'll be peaceful? They won't be peaceful just because you tell them to be peaceful. No. But we have the way of life, the reality, to bring us into that peace. Otherwise, there won't be peace. So, praise the Lord.